This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Payday disrupted. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Most workers get paychecks every other week on Friday, but that is starting to change as new technology allows businesses to offer employees more immediate access to their wages. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
The practice doesn't really have a name yet. Some refer to it as instant pay. The idea is that employees can get paid for some of the hours they've already worked. Companies can sign up for it through services like Active Hours, FlexWage, PayActive. Safwan Shah is the founder and CEO of PayActive.
This is neither a loan nor an advance. It's already earned. It's just a technology solution. We change the frequency or velocity of money.
Each service works differently. PayActive lets employees take up to $500 or half their net earnings for a $5 fee. That's much more affordable than getting a payday loan or getting hit with overdraft fees. Shaw says the last 10 months have seen a lot of growth.
Orders of magnitude.
Jennifer Tesher is with the Center for Financial Services Innovation. She says businesses may lose some operating cushion, but not enough to outweigh the benefits.
When people are less stressed about money, they are going to do a better job at work.
I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases September jobs count this morning. And this isn't just any jobs report. It's the next to last one before Election Day and comes in a moment when many undecided voters are deciding. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what we can expect.
Analysts are looking for around 170,000 new jobs added last month, unemployment around 4.8 or 4.9%, and wages up about 2.5% over the same time last year. Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute says she'll look beyond the headline numbers to get a better sense of things. She focuses on the share of working-age people who are actually working.
What we know from looking at it today is that we have seen some recovery, but we still have much more ground to cover to get back to the economy in 2007, even more to get back to the full employment economy of 2000.
Andrew Chamberlain is chief economist at Glassdoor, an employment website. He says while new jobs are good, the picture of a steadily growing economy doesn't really tell the whole story.
You cannot really have a dynamic growing economy with lots of new firms starting up and innovating unless you allow older firms to shut down and shed jobs as well.
He calls it job churning and says the pace of job creation and destruction has slowed. That could mean the American economy is slowing too. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
There was a disturbing wrinkle in the currency markets last night, which experts have yet to fully explain. For a moment, the British pound plummeted 6% to $1.14 before popping back to $1.26 a few seconds later. It was a mistaken trade, maybe, or a software glitch, or, as the BBC's Mariko Oy reports, it might have been the French president.
It seems like it reacted to the Financial Times newspaper article about a French president talking about hard negotiations for Brexit. And basically what happened was a lot of banks have computers set up to react to certain keywords, and that's what triggered it. The FD article, it was completely accurate, but then it just triggered the massive sell-off, which then shortly afterwards started to recover as well.
The pound is on track for its worst week since UK voters in June decided to leave the European Union. Since it passed in 2010, the health care reform law has given millions of Americans access to mental health coverage. Has created a surge in demand for providers, including in rural areas and some ethnic communities that had been underserved, which is why some mental health professionals are getting a break on their medical school debt, depending on where they practice. Melanie Sevchenko reports.
Angela Vargas was awarded $10,000 through an Oregon loan repayment program to go towards her student debt. In exchange, she took a job as a mental health counselor at a Native American community in rural Western Oregon.
It's very different for me because I had started out in downtown Portland, and so it was a huge transition.
Nationwide, communities outside urban areas really need providers like Vargas. Ron Honberg is the senior policy advisor at the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
You know, there are parts of the country where you may have to literally go hundreds of miles to find a psychiatrist.
In 2014, Oregon expanded its Medicaid program. Enrollment increased by 57%. That means a quarter of the state's population has Medicaid, and all those people are eligible for mental health coverage. To fill in the gaps, rural Jackson County in southern Oregon has hired more than 60 mental health providers in the past year. They can apply for a variety of loan forgiveness programs. Here's the county's program manager, Asia Soner.
I consistently get emails by new staff or people who are in interviews who have said to me, one of the reasons I came here was to be able to benefit from this program.
State and federally funded loan repayment programs can range from $10,000 for a one-year commitment from an unlicensed counselor or social worker to more than $100,000 for a three-year commitment from a psychiatrist. Here's Robert Dumig, deputy director of the Oregon Office of Rural Health.
The challenge with loan repayment, whether it's for mental health workers or anybody else, is once you've completed your commitment, do you retain them?
Angela Vargas would like to keep her job. In addition to the loan repayment, she makes $65,000 a year. But she has six children, and
I'm still actively working on paying the student loan off.
Her debt is still more than $100,000, even after the loan repayment. She's also looking to apply for other loan forgiveness programs. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Savchenko for Marketplace.
Updating Hurricane Matthew and air travel right now. The most cancellations are flights out of Orlando, it seems, where, according to the online flight tracker FlightAware just now, 92% of outbound flights are canceled, 40% of Miami flights, 48% from Fort Lauderdale, and 87% of Jacksonville flights are listed as canceled. The big hub known as Atlanta, cancellations are running at just 7%. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.